KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound fought for. Mestel is able to come up with it for Kearney Catholic, and he'll give it up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to drive. That's a tough left-handed layup that's up and in. So Brady Holtmeyer with his first bucket of the ball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim, up ahead to Martinson. Martinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Today's consolation games feature Amherst battling St. Pat's in the girls' game and Kearney Catholic taking on Ogallala in the boys' contest. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Amherst for the Amherst Holiday Tournament, as the Broncos will be starting things off here in the girls' consolation game against North Platte St. Pat's, and then we'll have Kearney Catholic and Ogallala in a doubleheader. The first game will be the boys' consolation game. It'll be right here on ESPN Radio, and then we'll switch to the FM side. We'll have the girls' championship game between Ogallala and Kearney Catholic, and then it'll be followed by another matchup between Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's for the boys' championship game. And again, those last two games will be on our FM. And then later today, the two games for Kearney High, as they are in the GNAC Conference Tournament, we'll have those for you this afternoon as well. So four games today right here on ESPN Radio. The first two games will be consolation games here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament, and then that will be followed up by the two semifinal games from the GNAC Conference Tournament, as Kearney High will be in both of those games. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for the Broncos and the Lady Irish. We come back after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you our starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Lady Irish. They start Anna O'Malley, a 5'8 senior. Amanda McClellan, 5'5 sophomore. Tony Cadillo, she's 5'2 and a senior. Peyton Irish, 5'5 and a junior. And Rebecca Pasquinelli, 5'7 and a sophomore, for head coach Nathan Stenicky. For Amherst, their starters are Madison Murphy, 5'8", and a sophomore. Johanna Gilbertson, 5'6", senior. Sydney Toppenheim, 5'4", and a senior. Courtney Martinson, 6-foot-tall, senior. And Casey Jergens, 5'9", and a junior. For head coach Jamie Klingelhofer, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we are underway here as the tip has been controlled by Amherst. They fire a quick three. It is no good. Rebounded by St. Pat's. St. Pat's very quickly works the ball down low. And early foul here as they work it in for Pasquinelli. And Pasquinelli driving hard to the basket was fouled. And that is a quick foul on Casey Jergens, her first foul of the ball game. And that'll send Pasquinelli to the line for two free throws and a chance to have the first points of the ball game. And the Irish cash in as Pasquinelli drives in the free throw. And again, both these two teams not at all afraid to work it to the inside. And you saw that immediately with Pasquinelli getting the ball pretty much in transition. Her free throw no good here. And it's going to be rebounded out of there by Amherst. Snagging the bound was Murphy. And they bring in the offensive zone. Left side, Martinson. Martinson will bring it around. Now driving right wing is going to be Toppenheim. She'll kick out over there for Gilbertson. Gilbertson works it in. Now they kick it back out here for Toppenheim. Toppenheim's going to fire a three top of the key. Back the iron and no good. And rebound out to the Irish. And after the rebound, O'Malley's going to kick it up court very quickly to McClellan. And then McClellan is going to turn it over. So St. Pat's bad pass there. And stepping in defensively is Martinson. She'll set up the offense here and gives it top of the circle for Murphy. Murphy's going to drive off of a screen, takes it all the way in off glass. It is no good. A great look there, but couldn't get the shot to fall. And again, the Irish on the run. They quickly get it up court, and Pasquinelli running the floor gets a layup on the other end. The Irish twice now have very quickly worked the ball up court and have gotten scoring opportunities out of it. We're going to have a block that's going to be called here on Peyton Irish. That'll be the first foul against, well, Irish, the person and the team. No, actually, they're going to say, I'm sorry, not a foul, but stepping out of bounds was Amherst. So that'll be an Amherst turnover. When they pointed at Irish, I thought they were saying that the foul was on her and they were giving an indication. And instead, they said that is where Amherst went out of bounds. So they inbound it, work it around the perimeter right side. O'Malley is going to fire the three. It is no good. And the rebound out of there by Martinson. She'll bring in the offensive zone here and gives the top of the circle for Gilbertson. Back around the Martinson, well behind the three-point arc. Now she's going to try to shoot over the top of Pasquinelli, then thinks better of it. Gives it off for Murphy, and Murphy has the ball slapped out of her hands there by McClellan. Murphy's used up her dribble, and Caudillo almost made the steal as they get it out to Toppenheim. Toppenheim's going to lob it inside, dangerous pass, and St. Pat's is going to come away with the basketball. Another Amherst turnover, and on the run here is going to be McClellan. McClellan drives, kicks it out. They find the open shooter left side for Irish, and Irish will hit the three. So Peyton Irish drains the three, and the first 6 points of the ball game belong to the Irish. The team, not the player. And now we do have a reach that is going to be called on North Platte St. Pat's. That will go on Peyton Irish. Her first foul, team's first foul. And we're going to have a line change here for the Broncos. In the battle going to be Sierra Rubicek. She checks in, so does Emily Arnold. And Arnold's going to help inbound the basketball here with Madison Miller, who also came into the game. Well, inbounded here for Miller. Miller facing a little full-court pressure, gets it out to Arnold. Arnold uses up her dribble, throws it up ahead, and gets it for Heather Bentley, also checked into the game. Bentley's pass is going to be stolen away. Another turnover, and on the run here is going to be Pasquinelli. Pasquinelli gives it to Caudillo. Caudillo is going to direct traffic, and will give it off on the left side here for O'Malley. O'Malley backing in against some pressure here by Arnold, and they find the backdoor cutter. That's Caudillo, and Caudillo's going to lay it up and in. Nice ball movement there. And Tony Caudillo will get her first 2 points. Miller in transition is going to fire the three. It's no good. Another St. Pat's rebound, another long outlet pass, and another layup as they get it up ahead here to Irish. Irish running the floor, and it's a 10-0 run here for St. Pat's to get things started. They get it right wing here for Arnold. Arnold with the quick jumper, no good. And another rebound for St. Pat's that's passed up ahead very quickly. Pasquinelli will get the ball on that left hand, and she'll hit the shot. And a 12-0 run here for the Irish. Timeout, Amherst. 12-0 to start the game here. 4:40 to go. A timeout being taken here by Amherst as they find themselves down by a dozen. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And we're back right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And the inbounds is stolen away nearly, but not quite getting your hands on it, is Anna O'Malley. It went off of her hands, off of the inbounds. And Amherst will maintain possession inbounding on the sideline. They're facing some pretty good pressure. And again, Amherst will turn the ball over. They kick it left side to the Irish. Extra pass to the inside. Bounce pass to Pasquinelli. She puts up the jumper. It won't fall. Rebound out to Caudillo. She's going to fire a three. And coming up with a rebound here for Amherst is going to be Madison Miller. She'll get it up here for Taubenheim. Taubenheim working against some pressure by Caudillo. Right now the Irish going man-to-man. And we're going to have a reach that's going to be called here on Tony Caudillo. That will be her first foul. And, again, we'll bring in four Broncos back into the game. And double-checking everything. Yeah, I think the starting lineup's out there for Amherst. Murphy, Gilbertson, Taubenheim, Martinson, and Juergens. And inbounding the basketball will be the Broncos. And they work it around the perimeter, get it off here on the left side. Murphy has it. Murphy's going to skip it left side, and it's going to be intercepted. Stolen away by the Irish. Another Amherst turnover. And a little jump stop on that left side for O'Malley. She'll give it to Caudillo. Caudillo takes it off glass, and it rolls around and in. Tony Caudillo will add to the lead here. 14-0 North Platte St. Pat's. And on the bounce here is going to be Martinson. Martinson stops at the free throw line. She's going to kick the ball back out hill for Gilbertson. Gilbertson stops, pass to Murphy. Murphy in the lane, loses the ball. Caudillo comes away with the steal. Caudillo trying to outrun everybody, takes it off glass, and she's able to bank it in. Tony Caudillo coming up with the steal and then the layup. And the inbounds is stolen away. It's saved inside, passed down low to Nitch, and Riley Nitch couldn't get the shot to fall. And the rebound for Amherst. Coming up with the loose ball there was Johanna Gilbertson. A great save on that steal. They knocked it loose and then went on the baseline to save it, but couldn't get any points out of it. Juergens in the lane, a little runner, shot is up and no good. And, in fact, it's an air ball that goes out of bounds. St. Pat's will send Amanda McClellan back into the game. Caudillo is going to come out. And the Irish up here 16-0. We played the first 5 minutes, and still the Broncos have yet to put the ball through the cylinder. Scala checked in the game a little bit ago. She gets it off left side, a little jumper. Going to be blocked there by Juergens. She comes up with the block, and then the rebound out here for Amherst. And then they lose the ball as it was knocked out of the hands of Gilbertson by O'Malley. Now O'Malley will pressure Gilbertson as she inbounds it, and she knocks it down. It's going to be stolen away. O'Malley with the steal, with the layup, and the bucket. So O'Malley with the steal and then the layup, an 18-0 start to the game here for North Platte St. Pat's, and they steal another inbounds here for Amherst. They're working it around, kicking it out for O'Malley. O'Malley will try a three. It is no good, and rebound out for Amherst. Slowing it down after getting the rebound is Juergens. Juergens is going to get it on the baseline for Martinson. Martinson has their stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Scala. Scala's going to go off that offhand, and she'll lay it up and in. And we're going to have another timeout here for Amherst, and rightly so. Nothing has gone well for the Broncos here in the first 2 minutes and eight, well, first 6 minutes of the game. There's 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go, and they're down 20-0. Timeout Broncos, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Still the Broncos facing that pressure by the Irish. This time they break it, though. They bring it up court. Murphy has it in the offensive zone. Gives it right side for Juergens. Juergens going to fire the long deuce. No good. But rebounded by Amherst. An air ball there by Martinson. Another offensive rebound in underneath. They can't get their hands on the basketball, though. Heather Bentley had it and couldn't quite hold on to it. Had a nice look after the offensive rebound by Bentley and then couldn't get the shot to fall. So Amherst now 0 for everything so far. They have not put the ball in the cylinder at all. And unofficially, I have them being 0 for 11 from the field so far here in the game. In the offensive zone is McClellan for the Irish, and really putting pressure on her there is going to be Tobenheim. They kick it off left side. St. Pat's fires the three. It's no good. Rebound in underneath, and the shot then is blocked, and it'll be a hell ball. Getting the offensive rebound, but not getting the shot to fall there was Nitch, as she basically was blocked in underneath by Juergens, and they're going to call that a hell ball. Check it, it was Martinson who came up with it. Caudillo inbounds it, but not in time. Nope, we got with the whistle. I thought maybe it was a five-second call, and that's exactly what the Irish thought, too. Nathan Stenicky calls the timeout with a minute 27 to go. He calls timeout to maintain the possession, and we'll take the timeout with him. Brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank. 20-0, the Irish will inbound it, leading the Amherst Broncos. We come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Caudillo to inbound for the Irish here. Shot on the inside is blocked. Nice job there by Sierra Rubercheck coming up with not only the block but then the rebound. Then she turns it over, and Caudillo is going to take that loose ball and lay it up and in. So she comes up with the steal and the bucket after a nice play there by Rubercheck. And a quick little runner that's missed. And again, Amherst can't get the bucket to fall. And coming up with it is going to be the Irish, and we've got a reaching in foul as the Irish work it to the inside. Caudillo is going to inbound it. Checking in for the Irish is going to be Anna O'Malley, and the reaching in foul is going to be whistled against Arnold for Amherst. So that'll be her first foul, and the Irish inbound it. And again, nice pressure put on there, but they get the ball in to O'Malley. O'Malley's going to kick it off here left side to Irish, a little penetration, trying to get it out to Caudillo, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up the steal is Arnold. Nice defensive play there for Arnold, and they'll work it in the offensive zone. Don't have numbers, but a quick shot here by Tobenheim. Tobenheim's three won't fall. Offensive rebound in underneath, and finally, a bucket for Amherst on the offensive rebound. Madison Miller is able to take it in on that baseline and score. Stops a 22-2 run. And then the backdoor cut. Caudillo is all by herself. Gets the pass, and she'll lay it up and in and make it a 22-point ball game again. Amherst will get the ball to Sierra Rubercheck. Rubercheck handles it well and gets it up here for Miller. Miller, quick little runner on that right side, no good. And they're fighting for the rebound. Coming up with it was Rubercheck. And Rubercheck, trying to put it up, was hit on the arm. And so she'll go to the line. They're going to call a foul here on McClellan. That'll be her first. And so at the free throw line is Rubercheck, and her first free throw is no good. And that'll get her to the line for a second free throw, however. She missed the first, still has one more coming up here, and her free throw is well short and rebounded out by the Irish. Irish pass it up. And a little bit too far as Caudillo can't come up with it. off of the rebound. And time runs out here as they get the ball to midcourt, and that's about all the time Amherst had to do anything with it. Don't even get the shot off in time. So one quarter is in the books, and North Platte St. Pat's has a 24-2 lead over Amherst. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 24-2, North Platte St. Pat's with lead over Amherst, but Amherst does have the basketball. They work it inside, and Juergens' shot is a little bit short, and the rebound tipped around. Finally coming out of there with it is the Irish. And on the run here is going to be Peyton Irish, and she'll get it up ahead here for O'Malley. And O'Malley on the dribble. O'Malley, McClellan, Pasquinelli, Irish, some good names there. And then, of course, Caudillo will fire the three. That three is up and no good. And the rebound being fought for, Juergens. They're going to say that Juergens won that battle, even though she didn't come up with the basketball. Caudillo trying to fight her way back. Caudillo was the last one to knock it out of bounds, and that was actually great rebounding position there for Amherst. Driving here is going to be Juergens. Juergens takes it on that right side, and there's going to be a reaching in foul, a little hand check. That's going to be called on Pasquinelli, and I think they're going to say maybe it wasn't just a hand check, but they hit her own when she put up the shot. Nope. It's going to be on the before the shot, so it is that hand check, and Gilbertson is going to inbound it. Gilbertson gives it right side. Now we've got a foul. Sydney Tobenheim got the inbounds, and she was hit on the arm, so she's going to be shooting a couple of shots. So with 7:16 to go here in the second quarter, 24-2, Caudillo has picked up her second foul. And two free throws coming up here for the Broncos. And the free throw is up and good for Sydney Tobenheim. So she makes the first of two, and that'll make it now 24-3. Her second free throw is on the way, back the iron and no good. And then a foul on the rebound, and I think that will go against Amherst. It was rebounded out of there by the Irish. And again, Amherst unofficially shooting here. 1 of 17 from the field. St. Pat's is 11 of 20. Little dribble by O'Malley. We'll give it to Caudillo now, right side. Top of the circle for McClellan. McClellan pivoting, facing pretty good pressure, and throws the pass right at O'Malley's feet. O'Malley had trouble coming up with it. And, in fact, it goes off of her hands as Sydney Tobenheim tried to take it away from her. And that'll be the St. Pat's turnover. And a little problem there for Tobenheim. She was trying to behind-the-back dribble to get away from the pressure of Caudillo. Got it stuck on her hip, and she ends up taking an extra step with it. That'll be an Amherst turnover. And, again, unofficially, turnovers. I've got eight here on Amherst in the ballgame. Entry pass now kicked out for Caudillo. She's going to fire a three. That is no good. A rebound in underneath for the Irish, and now a foul. As coming up with the rebound and putting up the shot was McClellan. And they're going to say it was on the rebound. She got the rebound, but before she put up the shot, the foul whistled against Sydney Tobenheim, and that is going to be her second. So Tobenheim has two here, and the Irish will inbound it with 6:42. Bounce pass in for Peyton Irish. Irish is going to kick it out for Caudillo. Caudillo is going to drive, kick right side. Pasquinelli right there, banks it off the glass on the right side, and she will add to her point total. She's got seven in the game. Right wing, kick into the corner. There's Arnold. Arnold jumper from about 8 feet away. No good. Rebounded by the Irish, and they're on the run. Pass Benally gets it up ahead. Left-handed layup by O'Malley. No good. Another rebound, and now we're going to have a reach that's called against Amherst. That will go against Heather Bentley as O'Malley couldn't get the shot to fall, but she did get the rebound, and the foul whistled against Bentley. So on the inbounds, they'll kick it out left side. Three-pointer up and good for the Irish. They move the ball around very, very quickly, and Peyton Irish strokes in a three-pointer for a 29-3 lead. Pass on the right side for Rubicek. Her two-pointer is no good. Rebounded out by the Irish. They're on the run. McClellan kicks it off left side. Three-pointer for O'Malley in transition, and she'll drain the three-pointer. She's got five. Codillo has 10. Irish has 8. Pasquinelli has 7. And the Broncos as a team only have 3. They have it right side in Miller's hands. And Madison Miller facing a little bit of pressure. 5 second count going on. Gets it passed out just in time. Getting it to Rubicek. Rubicek throws it down low for Martinson. And Martinson will score. Nice pass from Rubicek to set up Martinson. And it's now 32-5. The drive up ahead, running the floor, getting hit on the arm is Pasquinelli. She hit the bucket and will have a chance for a three-point play. The basket will count, and the foul will go against Madison Miller. So everything coming up St. Pat's way so far here in the ballgame. 34-5 with 5:20 to go and a chance for the three-point play here by Pasquinelli. She's got one shot at the line, and it is up and no good. And rebounded by the Irish. They'll kick it out right side. Three-pointer won't fall again. And this time, coming up with a rebound is going to be Martinson for the Broncos. They bring it in the offensive zone. And she'll kick it off right wing here for Arnold. Arnold takes it down to the baseline. Is shut off. Bounce pass back out here for Bentley. Bentley on the bounce. 5 second count going on. Gets it to Rubicek. Rubicek kicks it out for Arnold. Arnold at the free throw line will then work the ball back around the perimeter. A little ball fake here on the pass. Miller had it on the baseline. Lost the ball. And it coming up with it is going to be the Irish. So Amherst turns the ball over again. And the Irish on the run, but they don't have numbers, so they're going to slow it down just a little bit. Riley Nitsch will kick it around the perimeter. With it here is Jordan Childers. Childers gives it off left side. And in the lane, a little fadeaway by Pasquinelli. And Pasquinelli will add to the Irish lead. 36-5. And on the dribble here, Miller. Miller going to kick the ball back out here for Martinson. Martinson will drive. And the ball knocked loose by the Irish, but into the hands of the Broncos. Picking it up here, they kick it to Arnold. Arnold gives it to Rubicek on the right side. Rubicek, little ball fake, driving against Pasquinelli. She shut off, so she'll kick it back out. Driving now is going to be Arnold. Arnold, that's a tough shot over the top of Nitsch. It is well short and rebounded by the Irish. You want to run the floor again. Bounce pass saved momentarily by the Broncos, but on the baseline. Heather Bentley tried to come up with the ball and save it to one of her teammates. Wasn't able to do that, so Caudillo is going to inbound it here for St. Pat's. Murphy checking back into the game. We'll play a little defense as Caudillo will inbound it. And the starters out there for Amherst at the moment. Toppenheim puts pressure on the ball. Three-pointer for the Irish in the corner. That's a tough shot, but an offensive rebound in underneath. And they're going to kick it out to Caudillo, and Caudillo will hit the shot. So she makes the two-pointer after Peyton Irish got the rebound. Driving here is going to be Martinson. Martinson can't get that one to fall. Story of the day here for the Broncos. They can't get shots to fall, and it's rebounded by the Irish. So slowing it down here a little bit is going to be Peyton Irish. And they'll throw it top of the circle. Around the perimeter right wing. They get it for Childers. Childers gives it to Caudillo. Caudillo fires a three-pointer. It is no good. And rebounded by Juergens. Juergens brings it up here for the Broncos, and she's got a shooter right side asking for the ball, firing the three is Toppenheim, and Toppenheim hits the three. Sydney Toppenheim wanted that shot, wanted to get exactly what she got, caught it in rhythm, and strokes in the three-pointer. Here's Caudillo working against some pressure. Defender falls down. But they work it around to the top here. Peyton Irish will kick it off to Caudillo. Caudillo picked up man-to-man there momentarily by Martinson. They'll give it off here right side for Nitch. Nitch will fire a long two. It's no good. And another rebound taken out here by Juergens. Juergens leading the drive here for the Broncos. Bounce pass back out. Firing a three here is going to be Martinson. Martinson can't get that three to fall down. And Caudillo pulls down the rebound for North Platte St. Pat's. Irish kick it ahead and throw it down low very quickly. And we're going to have a shot blocked. And coming up with the ball is going to be Casey Juergens. Juergens had the block in there and came away with the basketball. But they're going to say that's a held ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to North Platte St. Pat's. So 2:13 to go, second quarter. It is 38-8. And the first of four games today here on ESPN Radio. On the inbounds, Caudillo is going to fire the three, no good. And the rebound tapped around, and Martinson comes away with it for Amherst. Martinson brings in the offensive end. She's shut off there by Scala. And now on the baseline, backing in. Now shut off is Murphy, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Gilbertson has it. And again, zone defense here for St. Pat's. Pressure being put on Gilbertson. And just before the five-second clock expired, she gave it to Taubenheim. Taubenheim uses up her dribble and will lob it inside for Juergens. Juergens going to go a little bit strong with that shot off glass. It's no good. And another Irish rebound. And they will very quickly get it up court, try to enter it in. Knocked out by Juergens, but into the hands of Caudillo, who makes an extra pass inside. Ball is loose. Coming, tracking it down is going to be Scala. Scala throws it to the inside. Shot is a little bit short, and coming up with the rebound is going to be Amherst. Well, they move that ball around very quickly on the inside. Taubenheim feeling a little momentum here with a little running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall. And then another foul. Keeping it alive there was Gilbertson. She couldn't get the shot to fall. But with that miss, Taubenheim was able to pull down the rebound. And she was hit on the arm. So she's going to go to the free throw line. And we'll have two free throws coming up here. The foul is going to be called on Scala. That is going to be her first. And the free throw is no good here for Sydney Taubenheim. So score remains 38-8 with a minute one to go here before we head into halftime. And if you tuned in, listen to the Doug and Daddy Show, the first of four high school holiday basketball games coming up right now here on ESPN Radio. Second free throw is also no good. Rebounded out there by the Irish, and they are on the run. They hit somebody, and they get the bucket and the foul. They're going to call a block in there. Drawing the contact after coming up with the ball was Anna O'Malley. O'Malley got the shot to fall, and now she'll try to finish the three-point play after they call the block on Heather Bentley. So Bentley called for the foul, and the free throw is up and perfect for O'Malley. So she makes the free throw, and we've got a 41-8 game with 52 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Kick on the right side for Arnold. Arnold will fire a long deuce and will hit it. Had her toe on the line, and you've got a 31-point ball game. 38 seconds to go. Backdoor cut to Caudillo. Caudillo shot no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for the Irish. Driving, laying it up and in is going to be Peyton Irish. She makes the putback. That was a good offensive set. Quickly on the right side, Arnold puts up the shot, loses the ball on the rebound. Had it momentarily, and coming up with it is going to be North Platte St. Pat. Snagging the bound was McClellan, and McClellan's outlet pass is going to go off the hands of Juergens and out of bounds. Juergens staying with it, and I'll tell you what, Amherst might be down by 33 points right now, but they are not giving up. They are still battling out there. O'Malley enters it down the inside, ball knocked loose by Juergens, who comes up with it, and then, well, when the defender landed on her, no foul call, then she kind of lost the ball out of bounds. Didn't have any position there. I think that's a good no call, but a bad break here for the Broncos. Inbounded for O'Malley. 5 second count going on. They get it in just in time, and they get it to Chilled Ears, top of the circle. She'll give it right side for O'Malley, who will put up a three essentially at the buzzer, and that will do it for the first half. And it's dominated by North Platte St. Pat's. They lead it 43-10 as we head to the locker room here in Amherst, as the Broncos have a little work to do here in the second half. A 33-point lead for North Platte St. Pat's, 43-10. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
I grow my crop without the expense of fertilizer additives.
You can. Conditions forcing you to make some tough choices? Choose agriculture liquid fertilizers and you won't need stabilizers or nutrient managers, eliminating expense and hassle. Millions of acres and years of replicated research have proven that with ProGerminator, SureK, High Energy In, and MicroLink, you can grow a great crop without costly additives. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit agroliquid.com.
Take a minute now to mark your planner or calendar so you don't miss the Garden City Farm and Ranch Show, January 22nd through the 24th at the Finney County Expo Building. Besides free parking and free admission, be one of the first 500 visitors each day and we'll treat you to lunch. Not only can you register to win a $1,000 Traeger wood pellet grill, you'll see a wide range of farm equipment and demonstrations, entertainment, and special interactive sessions with agricultural experts discussing topics that benefit you the most. It's the Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. Get your show details. Just go to GardenCityFarmShow.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And I'll tell you what, this basketball game has gotten out of hand in a hurry. And really, you just can't ask the Irish to play any better than they did here in the first half, as they have a dominating lead here against the Amherst Lady Broncos, 43-10 here in the first half. And just about every statistic that you want to look at is definitely going to be pointing toward the Irish, as they've shot the ball better. They've taken care of the ball better. I think they're winning the still tolling up reboundings, but I think they're going to win the rebounding battle as well. Just about everything is coming up in favor of the folks wearing the green jerseys out there, as they win. They are leading this one very comfortably by a score of 43-10 here at intermission. And let's give you just some of the team numbers here real quick. Unofficially, I have Amherst shooting from the field here, 4 of 31 shooting in the field. North Platte St. Pat's, 19 of 38, so they're shooting right at 50%. And 4 of 31, well, that's well less than that. The Irish are 3 of 12 from behind the arc. Two-point shooting, they're 16 of 26 because they forced enough turnovers, got some great looks on those turnovers, getting a layup on the other end after the steal. They've also been able to pass the ball down low a few times, and the Irish are winning the rebounding battle 21 to 15. In terms of turnovers, 13 turnovers against Amherst compared to 3 by North Platte St. Pat's. So, again, the Irish have taken very good care of the basketball, and Amherst has had trouble with that. The press by Amherst has really paid off dividends as they lead this one by a score of 43-10. And we'll take a look at the individual numbers as Amherst trails in their own holiday tournament. North Platte St. Pat's 43-10 here at halftime. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers with the individual stats. We come back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages at halftime, 43-10. Comfortable lead here for the North Platte St. Pat's Irish, who are currently being led by Tony Cadillo. She's got 12 points here during the mission to go with a couple of rebounds. Rebecca Pasquinelli, she has 11. Peyton Irish with 10 points here in the ball game with 6 rebounds. Anna O'Malley, 8 points and 5 rebounds. Ali Scala has a couple of points and 1 rebound. Riley Nitch, no points, but she's got a rebound. And so the scoring for the Irish, you got Cadillo with 12, Pasquinelli with 11, Peyton Irish with 10. All of them have enough to either tie or have the lead against the Broncos here, who trail at 43-10. And most of those points, Cadillo, Pasquinelli, and Irish with 12, 11, and 10 points, respectively. Anna O'Malley with 8. And the only other player to score so far is Ali Scala. She has 2 points here at intermission. Meanwhile, looking at things here from the Amherst perspective, and again, they've had tremendous problems coming up with any points here. They're 4 of 31 shooting. That's about 13% shooting here in the ball game. They're currently being led by Sydney Tobenheim. She has 4 points here to intermission. Madison Miller with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Emily Arnold has 2 points. Courtney Martinson with 2 points. So 4 players in the book here for Amherst, but all of them have either 4 or 2 points. Tobenheim leading the way with 4. Miller, Arnold, and Martinson all with 2 points each so far here in the basketball game. And again, we take a look at those shooting numbers. Amherst shooting about 13% in the game. They are 1 of 6 from the free throw line. St. Pat's not lighting up from the free throw line either. They're only 2 of 4. St. Pat's is 3 of 12 from behind the three-point arc. Amherst is 1 of 7. And overall shooting here for North Platte St. Pat's, they are 19 of 38 overall from the field. Amherst is 4 of 31. 21 rebounds for St. Pat's. Amherst has 15 rebounds. And in terms of turnovers, 13 turnovers for Amherst and 3 for North Platte St. Pat's so far here in the ball game. Once again, our score at halftime, 43-10. North Platte St. Pat's with the lead here at intermission. We're going to take one last break. That'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll come back with the third quarter right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to Amherst. And again, this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is a trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And let's be realistic here. I don't think the odds of Amherst coming back from a 33-point halftime deficit against North Platte St. Pat's is probably going to happen. What you want to do, if you're Jamie Klingelhofer and the rest of the Broncos, you want to just make things better. You want to figure out how to handle this press, be able to take better care of the ball, and just not get frustrated and taken out of your game offensively. They've just not had any kind of offensive rhythm because they haven't felt comfortable with the basketball because of the pressure that the Irish have put on. So their seeds of success long term is trying to figure out how to handle this pressure that St. Pat's has been bringing to bear. Our Seeds of Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. And the Broncos will have the basketball first as we start the third quarter. And they're facing a little bit of pressure here, as we expected. And they get the ball inbounded to Martinson, who dribbles into the corner, kicks it out for Gilbertson. Gilbertson will put up a three. It is well short and rebounded by St. Pat's. And then they're going to say that one of the Broncos was standing on the baseline when she made contact with the ball, so they're going to say the ball was out of bounds on her. It was rebounded by McClellan, and McClellan now has the basketball on the left side, gives it to Caudillo. Right wing here for O'Malley. O'Malley on the bounce. And she has it, gives it between the circles here for Tony Caudillo. Caudillo, top of the circle for Anna O'Malley. O'Malley and Caudillo just playing a little catch with it. Backdoor cut, driving in is O'Malley. O'Malley a little bit strong with it. And the rebound out to the Broncos. Coming up with it is going to be Martinson. Martinson's going to drive a little bit and just hand the basketball back out here for Murphy. Back right side for Martinson. Martinson's going to drive the baseline, and she is shut off there, needs some help, and throws it down low on the low block to Gilbertson. Gilbertson with the shot, no good, and then fighting for the rebound is going to be Jergen. She's going to be called for a foul. She kind of reached over the rebounder here, which was Irish, and so Irish will give her credit for the rebound, and then that foul. So we still have a 43-10 game. Neither team has scored here in the second half. With the basketball, there's going to be Anna O'Malley. She's going to kick it off your left side. Peyton Irish, she fires a three. No good. And rebounded by Tobenheim. Tobenheim throws it down low, and that'll be another Amherst turnover. It goes right into Caudillo's hands. Caudillo passes it up ahead. Layup with that left hand is no good. And rebounded out by Martinson. Martinson, long outlet pass. And she's going to drive, get it off the bank, off the glass and in. And I apologize. The rebound was actually by Jergens, who gave it out to Martinson. Martinson, with a strong drive, hit on the arm as she went up, and she's going to try to finish off a three-point play here. The foul will go against Peyton Irish. And the free throw rolls around and back in. So Irish called for the foul, and that's a three-point play. And Amherst has got the lead down to 30. Top of the circle with the basketball is Pasquinelli. She'll give it off to Caudillo. Caudillo is going to drive. Floater in the lane. Off glass. No good. And saved by Tobenheim. But into the hands of the Irish. And then Tobenheim makes the steal in.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Left side, Pasquinelli gives it top of the circle here for Peyton Irish. Irish is going to get it off her right side, and O'Malley is going to fire a three. And right now, the Irish, very, very cold, have yet to score here in the second half. They didn't miss hardly anything. They shot 50% from the field in the first half and can't get anything to fall here in a second. Pasquinelli on the baseline has the ball knocked loose. Coming up with the steal is going to be Rubicek. So St. Pat's turns it over, and they get it up ahead for Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to drive. And they're going to call her for the charge. And really very disciplined there was Amanda McClellan. McClellan had great position. But a lot of times you'll see her kind of reach in there and give up that position. She did not. That was nice defensive play there by McClellan, as Tobenheim is going to be called for the player control foul. So McClellan has it, tries to get it into Caudillo. Caudillo has it knocked out of her hands. O'Malley picks up the loose ball. She drives all the way in off glass. Shot no good. And rebounded by the Broncos. Snagging the bound there is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley will bring in the offensive end herself. Get it off here for Miller. Miller working against a little pressure there by Irish. And now Irish will really go after Bentley as she picks up the dribble. They get it off here for Rubicek. Rubicek, left-handed shot, no good. And then a rebound. The shot won't fall on the rebound either for Bentley, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish. And the Irish making some substitutions here. Riley Nitsch checking in the ball game. Scala back into the game as well. Inbounded for Taubenheim. Taubenheim had it knocked out of her hands by Caudillo and out of bounds. She was the last to touch it, so the Broncos will inbound on the sideline. Tossing in here is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley, a little ball fake, still hasn't passed it, and now we'll throw it top of the circle for Taubenheim. He was defended there by Caudillo. Taubenheim on the dribble, gives it at the free at the circle to Rubicek. Rubicek passes it through, ball knocked loose, but Bentley tracks it down in the corner, and her outlet pass is going to be intercepted by Caudillo, and then stolen away by Taubenheim, and lays it up with that right hand, up and in. Taubenheim with the steal and then the layup, as North Platte St. Pat's forced the turnover, but they actually worked to Amherst's benefit, because Taubenheim, when she made the steal, had an unabated path to the basket. Scala, top of the circle, tries to throw it down low, does a backdoor cut to Nitsch, and then Nitsch is fouled as she puts up the shot. Great cut on that baseline to set up Nitsch, who was fouled by Taubenheim, and that is going to be her fourth foul. So Riley Nitsch trying to get the first points of the second half here for the Irish and cannot. Her free throw is a little bit short. So Nitsch will have another free throw coming up here. This is the first of two, and the second one is in. So for the first time, North Platte St. Pat's has points here in the second half. It was 43-10 at halftime, and now it's 44-15. On the dribble, here is Juergens. Juergens gives it between the circles for Martinson. Martinson's going to drive. And the pass on that right side is going to be tipped out of bounds by Caudillo. They're trying to get it out for Gilbertson, but tipped away there by Caudillo. She does not step off the court very often. She is always harassing the ball. Pretty good little basketball player. Murphy gets the inbounds on the baseline. She tries to throw it down low. It's going to go off the hands of Nitsch and out of bounds. So Broncos inbound on their own baseline. 3:28 to go.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Get it off here on the trail to Martinson. Martinson drives the baseline. Their little running jumper on the baseline is no good. And Caudillo pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead to Nitsch. Nitsch misses the left-handed layup. Rebound in underneath by the Irish. That shot won't fall for Childers, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Irish. And Caudillo will come out of the game, checking in for her. Is O'Malley back into the game. So a 27-point lead right now for the Irish. And losing the basketball there is going to be Gilbertson. So Amherst turns it over, and they've got numbers. O'Malley leading the break, gets it off left side. And Scala will hit the bucket on a two-on-one fast break after the turnover. Long pass down low for Murphy on the baseline. She lost it momentarily. Now double-teamed, and we're going to have a reach. It's whistled against one of the Irish. I think that'll go against Nitsch, number 14. Oh, it's the one behind her, so it'll be on Chadir's. That'll be her first. So Chadir's called for the foul here. And the Broncos inbound on the baseline. They will kick it in the corner for Bailey Peterson. And Peterson hits the bucket. And Bailey Peterson... That's a nice little look here off that inbounds play for Amherst, and she strokes it in. Pass on the right side for Childers. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Shot's going to be blocked there by Martinson. As Martinson comes up with the block, it goes out of bounds. And for Martinson, I think that's her third block of the game. Goes out of bounds, but they say it was off the shoulder of the Irish. So it's going to be Amherst basketball. Long out left pass going to be intercepted by Nitsch. So that'll be another Amherst turnover. And Amherst will make an entire line change. Five new players coming in at the next stoppage. With the ball top of the circle is O'Malley. O'Malley will hand the ball off here for Scala. Back inside with a minute 15 to go. Driving is going to be Scala here in the third quarter. Little runner short and rebounded by the Broncos. Nice rebound there by Casey Juergens. Juergens gives it to Murphy. Gilbertson then kicks left side. Out for Martinson. Martinson's going to drive. Nice ball fake for Martinson, and she's fouled going through the basket. And she'll head to line for a couple. She was hit in the line there by O'Malley. And that'll be only her first foul. And to the line is Courtney Martinson for a couple of free throws. And the first one rolls around and is good. Rubicek checking in. So is Heather Bentley. Also checking in the ball game, Monica Murphy. As well as, I think I already got Bentley and Madison Miller. So we've got them all mentioned out there. Martinson at the free throw line. She makes the free throw. She'll come out of the game as well. But that one is a little bit short. And the rebound goes out of bounds. So she will come out. It was last touched by Peyton Irish. So checking in is going to be Arnold here for the Broncos. And the Broncos will inbound it with 52.6 to go here in the third quarter. Rubicek asking for the ball. 5 second count going on. And kind of faking the pass. Stepping on the baseline is Heather Bentley. So that'll be an Amherst turnover. That was pretty good defense there for the Irish on the inbounds. O'Malley brings in the offensive zone, and stealing in on that left side is going to be Arnold. Arnold kicks it up ahead to Miller. Miller will step into a long two. No good. Offensive rebound. Bucket is up and good. Great hustle on the inside there by Emily Arnold, who made the putback. So here's O'Malley. Pass right side. Rubicek knocks it loose, but the Irish pick it up with 20 seconds to go. The kick at top of the circle for O'Malley. O'Malley facing a little pressure here by Bentley. We'll give it off to Caudillo. Caudillo, 15 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll bounce it off on the left wing, giving it for Pasquinelli. Pasquinelli down low for Irish. Back out for Pasquinelli, who just tip it over for McClellan. McClellan gives it off left side. O'Malley tried to bank in a three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound is going to be a hell ball with 0.2 seconds to go, and St. Pat's will inbound it with 0.2 to go. And they're inbounding, and they're going to throw it away. The official marked the wrong direction. It'll be inbounded on the baseline. It went out of bounds, but nobody touched it. And so 0.2 is left on the clock, and the Broncos will inbound it, put it on their hip, and that will do it. So a much better third quarter here for Amherst as they actually outscored the Irish in this third quarter, but still has some work to do in the fourth. It is North Platte St. Pat's 46 and Amherst 22. We'll head to the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Amherst Broncos inbound the basketball, and we got a little quick little hand check shortly after it was inbounded. So that'll be a foul here on the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. First of the game here for Pasquinelli. And the inbound's going to be stolen away. Pass up ahead here from McClellan. McClellan lost the ball momentarily. He was able to track it down. They're going to kick it out, and the rebound is out for the Irish. And it was Pasquinelli who comes up with it, and will kick it out for Peyton Irish, and Peyton Irish will make the putback. Essentially, facing some pressure is going to be Martinson. Martinson will throw it up ahead. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Amanda McClellan, but it will be maintained by Amherst. They'll still have possession here. They won the third quarter by a score of 12-3. They held North Platte St. Pat's only 3 points in that third quarter. Inbounded to Murphy. She's in a bad spot near midcourt on her knees, and her outlet pass is stolen by O'Malley. O'Malley's going to drive. Can't get the shot to fall after making the steal, but she will have a chance to go to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm. The foul is going to be on Murphy. That is just her first. 48-22. And the free throw is up and good for O'Malley. So she makes the first of two. And second free throw rolls around and is good. Boys consolation game coming up here in a little bit. That'll be Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. And then Ogallala-Kearney Catholic will play for the girls' championship. That'll be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Murphy on the baseline, gets the pass, will drive, shot a little bit strong, and rebounded by Codillo. So Codillo pulls down the rebound after a pretty good look at the basket there for Amherst. And that pass on the right side going to be knocked loose and nearly stolen away by Martinson, but she ran out of room. She was trying to save it over to Gilbertson and just stepped on that sideline and couldn't quite get her fingers on it. So inbounded to O'Malley for the Irish. Gives it to Pasquinelli. Left side, they cycle through, and that's going to be Irish. Irish puts up the shot. Going to be blocked again by Martinson. And that loose ball is going to be picked up by Tobenheim. Tobenheim trying to get the ball back. Now has it back. She wanted to shoot the three, but it was deflected and kind of took her out of her rhythm. So she'll give it off to Juergens, who will try a little runner in the lane. That is no good. And coming out is going to be the Irish. It's O'Malley who will drive. And on her way to the basket, a little hand check is going to be called on Murphy. That'll be her second of the quarter, second of the game. Five fouls whistled against both North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst right now in the fourth quarter. 6:28 to go. And the inbound is going to be stolen away. Coming up with a steal is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim does not have numbers. Will drive. Put up a very tough runner. It is no good. And she's able to knock the outlet pass off the hands of Codillo and out of bounds. So really a couple of nice defensive plays there for Tobenheim. And she's able to come up with the ball a couple of different times. Couldn't get the shot to fall, though. It was inbounded here to Martinson. Martinson, long outlet pass going to be stolen away by Codillo, and she's going to lay it up and in. So she comes up with the steal and then the layup. And, again, we'll have massive substitutions here. In fact, five new Broncos checking into the ball game. That's second unit. But first, we got a timeout taken here by the Irish. 6:02 to go, fourth quarter. It is 52-22, a 30-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish call a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Well, the Moyes game is scheduled to start at 12:45 here. The consolation game between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. We'll have that for you coming up next here. St. Pat's inbounds the basketball. O'Malley's got it, tries to find that backdoor cutter to Codillo. Codillo missed the shot. It's rebounded by Rubicek. And then we're going to have a foul whistled here against North Platte St. Pat's. Rubicek stepped in there very nicely to shut off the little drive and then got good rebounding position. And then she is going to be fouled by Pasquinelli. Dribbling is Arnold. Arnold on that left side. Throws it between the circles here for Bentley. Bentley entry pass. It's on the ground. And it's still being tapped around. And that will be another Amherst turnover. Finally, the Irish get their hands on it. They give it to McClellan. And McClellan will give it off on the right wing. And then the Irish will make massive substitutions coming up here in just a little bit. Peyton Irish is going to penetrate a little bit. She kicks it out for O'Malley. O'Malley with a good look at it, too, can't get it to fall. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. It was saved momentarily by McClellan. She tried to track it down, and Arnold was able to step in that passing lane as she was tipping it out, but couldn't quite come up with the ball as it goes out of bounds off of her hands. So the Irish have possession here as they make those substitutions. Peyton Irish still in the ball game. She's going to play point guard right now. She'll give it off here on the right side for Scala. Scala gives it between the circles here for Evan Dilley, who checked in for the first time. Dilley's going to set a little screen after passing it off. Riley Nitsch has it. Kicks it out here for Scala. Scala's going to drive with that left hand. It's up and in. That was a nice little set where they cleared things out for Scala, and she's able to lay it up and in. And after scoring 43 points here in the first half, that's now just their 11th point of the second half. Pass on the inside, shot up by Heather Bentley, and Bentley is hit on the arm, so she's going to go to the line. The foul is going to be on the Irish. That's going to be the second on Nitsch. So two free throws coming up here for Heather Bentley. And Bentley bends the knees. Free throw is a little bit short. Bentley still looking for her first points of the game. And she'll have another opportunity here. The free throw was up, in and out, no good. And I mean, that was about three-quarters of the way down and rebounded out of there by the Irish. Slowing it down is going to be Riley Nitsch. Nitsch will give it off on the right side here for Dilley. Back out, little ball fake by Peyton Irish. And they're just working around the perimeter here. Childers has it. She's picked up there defensively by Emily Arnold. Nice job there by Arnold defensively as they get it off for now for Childers. Childers off for Peyton Irish, and she's going to reset the offense here. And off of a screen, Dilly's got it top of the circle. She does want to shoot at three there. She'll give it off here for Scala. See if they clear out for her again. They dump it in the lane instead to O'Malley, who will help work it back around the perimeter. Get the ball back out here for Nitsch. And Nitsch with a quick little jumper, and Riley Nitsch hits from about 12 feet away. She now has 3 points in the game. Outlet pass going to be knocked away by a hustling Scala as it goes out of bounds. And now Amherst will send the starters back in. Well, we've seen this quite a bit. Jamie Klingelhofer will take her first five and replace them with the second five and then just kind of go back and forth there. She's gone 10 deep here in the ballgame. Martinson gets the inbounds. Long jumper comes up a little bit short on the shot and rebounded by the Irish. That's Leela Keck, who came in just a little bit ago and immediately makes her presence known by pulling down the rebound. Nitsch has it, gives it top of the circle for Dilley. 3:25 to go, 56-22. A little runner here for the Irish, comes up short, and the Broncos come away with it. On the run after snagging the bound is Juergens. Juergens going to dribble to the right side, try the quick jumper there. It is no good. And a rebound out by the Irish, and another long outlet pass, and there's nobody back there with Riley Nitsch, and she's going to lay it up and in. 58-22, 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Pass on the right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim shut off on the baseline, kicks it top of the circle for Juergens. Juergens right back out here for Murphy. Murphy gives it off on the left side for Martinson. Martinson watches everybody cycle through, comes off of a screen, will drive with that left hand. Shot is a little bit short, but an offensive rebound up and good for Murphy. So Madison Murphy is able to hit the putback, and it's now a 36-point ball game. Check that, a 32-point ball game, 58-24. Backdoor cut on the left side. Now can't find it, so they'll kick it back out for Childers. She'll set up the offense again, giving it to Dilley, and Dilley has it stolen away by Murphy. Murphy comes up with a steal, lost it momentarily, and had to slow down just a little bit. And the entry pass down low. We get a bucket and a foul. Nice little dump in underneath, and Murphy went up strong with it immediately, and she'll have a chance now for the three-point play as she was hit on the arm by Leela Keck. So, again, Amherst is not backing down. They are still playing very, very hard out there in spite of the fact they trail it now 58-26. And the free throw is up, and it is good. So Murphy with a three-point play, and then a steal on the inbounds. Tobenheim comes up with a basketball and lays it up and in. Another steal by Tobenheim on this inbounds, and again she's able to take it right off glass and score. Wow. Nice little surge there. And a minute 52 to go. Pass is going to be inbounded here. McClellan facing a little pressure as they bring some of the regulars back. And McClellan gets the ball down low, and that's going to be a held ball. Knock loose, and it is off of Amherst, so it will be possession of the Irish here. And now we're going to have a little push whistle on Courtney Martinson. Caudillo had the ball tipped, and she went to a different angle, and trying to get there was Martinson, and Martinson's going to commit the foul. So Caudillo is going to go to the line. That's just the first foul on Martinson here in the ballgame. 91 seconds to go, 58-31. St. Pat's with the lead. They started the game on a 22-0 run to start the game and just have not looked back since then. Caudillo is going to inbound it. They're going to say that's only the sixth team foul. That's what I had. Caudillo facing a little pressure after she got the ball inbounded, and she'll just get it out here for O'Malley. And O'Malley's going to dribble, facing some pressure. Gives it to Caudillo. Caudillo has a pass knocked down. Another steal by Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to go at that left hand. Can't get the shot to fall, but gets her own rebound and lays it up and in. So Tobenheim with the steal, missed the bucket, but then was able to bang in the putback. And it's 58-33. O'Malley has the basketball, and reaching for it is going to be Martinson, and that will be a foul on Martinson. That is now seven, as we're in the final minute of the basketball game. 58-33. Our next game will be the boys' consolation game between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. That's set for a 12:45 tip-off, so we'll be stepping away for a while at the conclusion of this game. Free throw is up and good for St. Pat's. That's O'Malley who hits the front end of the 1-1, and that'll earn her the bonus. 59-33, 58 seconds to go, and the second free throw is no good. With the rebound is going to be Amherst. Snagging the bound there is going to be Heather Bentley, and Bentley gives it off to a driver. That's going to be Martinson. Martinson can't get that tough layup to fall. And the rebound is tipped out to Tobenheim. Tobenheim lost the ball momentarily. It's on the floor, and it's going to be Amherst basketball. Held ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Broncos with 38.7 to go. And triggering in the inbounds here is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley gives it between the circles for Juergens. Juergens dribbles top of the key, stops at the free throw line. A little spin shot in the lane, in and out, and then back in. Casey Juergens hit a very tough shot as there was a hand right in her face, and she still was able to rattle that one home. O'Malley brings in the offensive end near midcourt, gives it to Caudillo. Tobenheim still harassing her, and we'll give it off here to O'Malley. O'Malley on the dribble is going to be fouled by Martinson, and for Martinson, that's going to be her third foul. All of those coming here in the fourth quarter, and to the free throw line is going to be O'Malley for the front end of a 1-1. 11.8 to go. And the free throw is up and good. With that, it's now 60-35 with 11.8 to go. And the second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Juergens. And 6 seconds left as Juergens brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim dribbles to the baseline. Shoots over the top of Caudillo. It's a little bit short, and that will do it for the ball game. As that shot is the last action of the contest. And your final, it is North Platte St. Pat's 60, Amherst 35. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Best wishes for a happy holiday season with hope that you can find happiness and appreciation for the blessings we Americans enjoy. May gladness and peace be your companions. Season's greetings from Kappa in Elm Creek.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bitter cold wind chills continue to be experienced this afternoon as we stay with some lingering cloud cover as temperatures top off at about 8 above, with north winds 10 to 15. That will fall to 7 below zero tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 1 above.
And welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. It is a final here as at home in their own holiday tournament. Amherst falls to North Platte St. Pat's, a final of 60-35, and you're currently listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And today was not the day here for North Platte St. Pat's as, it was just a tremendous start to the ball game. 22-0 run that began the game. And St. Pat's never looked back from that point on. You know, if you take that off, we would have had a fairly tight ball game. But obviously you can't erase the first 22 points off the board. But after that, Amherst just really frustrated in that first half. They scored only 2 points in the first quarter, had 10 points at halftime. But from that point on, they actually played pretty good basketball as they actually finished with 13 points in that fourth quarter. That was their best quarter of the game, and outscored Irish in the last two quarters. They outscored them in the third quarter, 12-3, and then 14-13, a very even fourth quarter. Again, you can't spot a team the first 22 points and think you're going to get back into it. But Amherst played much, much better in that second half, and that's something they definitely can be building on here as they fall to the Irish by a final of 60-35. Let's take a look at some of the team numbers that we have for you. Unofficially, I have Amherst being 15 of 59 from the field overall. They ended up being 1 of 8 from behind the arc. North Platte St. Pat's only tried a couple of three-pointers in that second half. They did not shoot near as well in the second half as they did the first. They shot 50% in the first half. They ended up being 25 of 58 in the ball game. Unofficially, at North Platte St. Pat's with 33 rebounds. Amherst evened that out a little bit. They finished with 30 in the game unofficially, but the Amherst turned the ball over 29 times in the game compared to 15 for North Platte St. Pat's, and a number of steals for North Platte St. Pat's. I had them with 7 steals that led to some great scoring opportunities in the ball game. That is one reason why they're able to hold on in this one by a final of 60-35. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for North Platte St. Pat's, as they had 4 players in double figures today. Tony Cadillo led the way with 14 points and 4 rebounds. Anna O'Malley with 12 points. Peyton Irish with 12 points and 8 rebounds. Rebecca Pasquinelli finished with 11 points and a couple of rebounds. Allie Scala with 6 points, and Riley Nitsch finished with 5 points here for the Irish. Meanwhile, for Amherst, who really played much better in this second half, they were led by Sydney Tobenheim, who finished with 12 points in the ball game to go with 4 rebounds, and I had her with 4 steals as well. Courtney Martinson with 8 points in the game. Madison Murphy with 5. Emily Arnold finished with 4. Madison Miller with 2. Bailey Peterson with 2. And Casey Juergens with 2 points in the ball game. So once again, your final in this one, it was 60-35. A nice win on the road here from the perspective of the Irish, who really did everything that they wanted to do in that first half. And in the second half, I think Amherst has to be pretty happy with their effort as well, as they were able to make this one just feel a little bit more comfortable as they do trail here and fall to North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 60-35. It certainly looked like we were going to have a running clock in that second half. But right now the Broncos have to be content with just battling, maybe getting a little bit better through the course of things. And their record is now 2-6 on the season. They'll be back in action on the 6th as they'll be at home to take on a Broken Bow here in Amherst. North Platte St. Pat's, they are now 6-2 on the season. Next up for them, also on the 6th, they'll be traveling to Hayes Center to take on the Lady Cardinals. Once again, our final 60-35, North Platte St. Pat's with the win over Amherst here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll have the tip-off of the boys' consolation game between Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. That'll be followed by Ogallala and Kearney Catholic on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as that'll be the girls' championship game. And then the boys' championship game, we'll have North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst doing battle this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget that Kearney High in the GNAC Conference Tournament, they will have a doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio beginning around 2 o'clock. It'll be North Platte and the Kearney High girls in the girls' semifinals. That'll be followed by Kearney and Scottsbluff in the boys' semifinals. And again, that game will be right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, your final, North Platte St. Pat's 60, Amherst 35. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so with coverage of the boys' consolation game between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala right here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.